This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Representative Demetrius Newton, a veteran legislator, has died. Newton was the first black speaker pro temp of the Alabama House. His passing coincides with Birmingham's Empowerment Week, 5 days of reflection through speakers and events leading up to the anniversary of the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church 50 years ago. Here to offer insights on Newton's legacy and the impact of this week's events in Birmingham is Kyle Whitmire with AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start off with Representative Newton's legacy. What are people most going to remember him for?
Well, I mean, he's been in the legislature for 27 years, and that alone is something. He was first a civil rights attorney. I mean, we see, you know, what we're seeing this week, we see lots of photos that, news photographers took of, you know, the foot soldiers, the protests, the bombing at 16th Street Baptist Church. What you don't see are sort of the second line of troops in that movement, who are the business leaders, the lawyers who backed them up, provided bail money, got people out of jail, provided the legal framework for that movement to happen. And Demetrius Newton was one of those lawyers. He was briefly the city attorney, or not briefly, he was the city attorney for a while. He went into the legislature where he was, you know, outspoken without grandstanding. He worked well with others without compromising. And he was the type of uniter there that you don't see many people like him today in the Alabama, in the Jefferson County delegation.
His passing coincides with Empowerment Week, which started today, where many notable speakers and tourists are flocking to the city of Birmingham in anticipation of the 50-year anniversary of the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing. Let me ask you, how is this year's anniversary and remembrance different from years past?
Well, there's just a lot more attention put on it because of, you know, this mile marker of 50 years. I mean, other than that, I mean, it's just more attention put on it.
What does the anniversary really mean to Birmingham? I mean, there, you know, Bill Cosby is coming, Jamie Foxx is coming to speak this weekend. Are these events for the people of Birmingham, or are they to get people to Birmingham?
Well, I think it's for the people of Birmingham. You know, this is a time to reflect on what this, you know, has meant to the city. It's something that we've constantly struggled with. You know, we get commenters on AL.com saying, why are you writing about what happened in 1963? This is ancient history, right? And, you know, then I look to, you know, what's happening at the University of Alabama right now, where you have, you know, sororities who were forced by alumni to not admit black members during sorority rush. And you have to ask, have these lessons really been learned? And I think, you know, in some places the answer is yes, and some it's just the answer is no.
How far have we come as a city since 50 years ago?
If you look at what people here endured in 1963, it's definitely different than what you have today. But you have problems that still persist. You know, I always say that, you know, I grew up in a town where everyone went to the same high school, white, black, rich, poor, whatever. But I grew up in rural Alabama. When you come here, just as my colleague John Archibald pointed out this week, most of our school systems have self-segregated themselves again. Are we living together and working together? That's something we still have to work on.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.